Hook Show number 34, in memory of my grandmas.
The Hook Show with Digital Dan.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome to or welcome back to the Hook Show. You can check out the website hookshow.blogspot.com for the notes for what I'm going to be talking about today. You can subscribe to the show by clicking on the iTunes link on the side, put the RSS feed in your favorite podcast aggregator, or you can put your email address into the Feed Blitz box and an email will be sent to you when the site content is updated. Music is from the music.podshow.com. If you have any comments or questions, you can comment on the blog site. You can email me at hookshow@gmail.com. Or if you have an audio comment, you can call 1-206-600-HOOK. That's 1-206-600-4665. And then on that note, we actually do have a call from Eric from the Ericcast. So let's take a listen to that.
Hey, Dan, it's Eric Larson calling of Ericcast.com fame. Except I'm not famous, but just wanted to wish you a belated happy holiday. So the happy part isn't belated, just the holiday thing. Now that we're into the new year, and just wanted to say hi. Based off your last show, I did actually get a chance to listen to it. I can kind of relate to the being behind on podcasting. You know, I've got the new daughter as an excuse, but I know how it goes. I'm not only behind on my own podcast, but I'm listening to them. So at least I caught yours on the drive home. So. Hope all is well. Condolences on the loss of your grandmother. I sort of know how that goes, although actually I had pretty much lost my grandparents by the time I was six, with the exception of my mom's mom, who was in a nursing home with Alzheimer's, but she wasn't really a part of my life. So the only condolence I can offer is you've had many years to be able to celebrate her life and spend time with her, and you know where she's at now. So still doesn't make the loss any easier though. So condolences there, but glad to hear from you. Glad you're still doing the podcast, and I will look forward to catching you next show. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric. I definitely appreciate the call. Remember, you can be part of the Hook Show by calling in our comment line or giving me an email there. And that pretty much brings us to the topic for today. And that's going to be basically the topic for today is a very sad one. And both my grandparents died very recently of each other, within 2 weeks of each other. So it was really hard on me and family in general. I'm going to talk about a few of my memories with both of them, and just, you know, a few things about their life that I'd like to highlight. Let's start off with Dorothy Hook. She died at around age 90s. I'm not sure the exact year, but she died on Christmas Eve 2006. She was the grandmother on my dad's side, and probably my biggest memory for her was the Christmas celebrations. She tried to pack as many family members and relatives into the house as possible. And she had the motto, there's always room for one more. They tried to do everything they could to try to make everyone feel as hospitable as possible. She just loved to share her faith by giving the gift of hospitality. It doesn't necessarily matter who you are. She always tried to make you feel at home, and the reflections of that definitely showed within her funeral. And on the topic of her funeral, I do have some links to that. I did capture the audio from that. I didn't want to have that as part of the podcast here because that would make it really, really long. But if you do want to download that and listen to it yourself, you can. There are going to be some links for that. But she also had a very big involvement, both her and her husband, in church. They were part of Awana, which is one of these big church groups for the youth. They were also involved in the Gideons, which is where they actually give out Bibles to people internationally, along with all the Bibles that you see in hotels. They definitely supported them in any way that they could. but there's also several other reflections of her life within the funeral. So if you have time, go ahead, check that out. It lasts about an hour or so. That brings me to Mabel Gustafson. She died at around age 98 on January 9th, 2007. She was my great aunt on my mom's side. Basically, the reason why I consider her my grandmother is that the grandma on my mom's side died when I was around 2 years old, which is around the age of my little one right now. And I'm just very grateful that my little one, that Gwenny, was able to actually meet her great-grandmothers, and that they had the privilege of meeting her, too. So, Mabel basically filled in as a grandmother for me, because she was my grandma's sister, and this is really kind of hard to talk about. But one of my big memories of her that I was just kind of recollecting was she was a good cook, and she, I forget exactly what the reasoning for why she did this. It was some sort of like holiday gathering, but she made rice pudding. But she actually put like an almond in it, like a big almond in it. And apparently if you found the almond in the rice pudding as you're eating it for dessert, you get a certain prize for it. I just found that really kind of funny, and I was just remembering about that. But she had a very big involvement in her church also. She liked to cook for the church camps and the church in general. And she did, you know, the big quantity cooking for that. And I actually came across that at her, was it the viewing, you know, the night before. And it was just very amusing to come across this. For example, there is a recipe for potato salad, and it called for 35 pounds of potatoes for the salad that were like peeled and diced. And it's just hard to fathom that. And then it had like a couple of gallons of mayonnaise in there, and it was supposed to feed like about 300 people, but still, that's hard to conceive of making that much for, you know, one recipe. And then there's another one that I came across that was quite amusing. It was a chow mein recipe for about 90 people. And the one line that stood out that was part of this that was quite amusing was, it said, soy sauce to taste. And then in parentheses, it said, about 3 cups. So that was quite amusing to come across that. I do have one thing right here. Who was it that put this together? That was her son, Bruce Gustafson, actually went through all of the sympathy cards that were made from the family and friends at her funeral. And I'm just going to read a few different things from the reflections of Mabel's life that were compiled. Such a gracious mom. We've been pleased to have met her and seen her spirit and strength. Another one, the Lord has opened his gates for a good and faithful servant. As a refugee, 16 years old, Mabel taught me how to use American kitchens. I learned English from her, and I loved her very much, and very admired her. The way she served the Lord, no racist, loved people, willing to help any time when I called. Here we go. I had so many wonderful memories of you, Mom. Cooking at Camp Poplos with her, and also for many banquets at Trinity. She has always been very special to me and to many at church. Mabel was a true child of God, and she set such a wonderful example to anyone around her. You know, all sorts of just great memories. I mean, it's hard to necessarily come across this. And probably one of the biggest things on here, probably the biggest lesson to be learned from all this, is to make sure that you tell all of your loved ones how much you care for them any possible time you can. You never know when the last moments will be for them. So that's probably one of the big thing is. Another big lesson is share your stories and your pictures with the younger generations. Or basically, they'll come out at your funeral. One of the things that was real big about some of these different funerals is that you come across these pictures and you're like, you'd really like to actually have been able to talk to them about, you know, some of her memories when they were younger. And that basically comes to the last lesson right here is basically learn what you can from your elders. And just share as many stories as you can with them. But it's been just really hard to come across this because, you know, I love them very much. And I'm not exactly sure exactly how much I told them that I did love them, but I definitely did love them and appreciate them as much as possible. But I hope this podcast is kind of shed a little bit of light on that. And once again, if you this will do it for the Hook Show. And if you have any comments at all, you can email me hookshow@gmail.com, or you can use our audio comment line at 1-206-600-HOOK or 1-206-600-4665. Talk to you soon. Bye.
No vision can grasp him. I know some things.